Joining us now is Jamie Varner, the newly returned to the UFC, Jamie Varner, former WEC standout, and of course UFC before that. Jamie, welcome to the show, man. Looking forward to seeing you in action this Saturday. How you doing, man?
I'm doing really well, man. I appreciate that. It's gonna be fun to get back in there.
Well, you know, it's been a whirlwind couple of months for you. I was at your fight just back here in May at UFC 148, I guess we were at, right? And, you know, 147, 146, getting my numbers confused.
Yeah.
But, you know, what a smashing return you made. Obviously upsetting Edson Barbosa, and I know from being there in the arena that it was just a pandemonium reaction to your return. So I want to first ask you about that because, I mean, with the whirlwind couple of months that it's been, is everything kind of settled down, or is your head still spinning a little bit?
You know, everything was settled going into that fight, man. I just went in there with an open mind and open heart. I was just going to go out there and fight my fight and fight as hard as I could for 15 minutes. And I didn't put all the pressure on myself to win. I didn't put pressure on myself to, you know, have this crazy upset. I just wanted to go out there and fight my heart out. And that's exactly what I did. And I ended up walking away with a W. So it wasn't like a super high pressure, high stakes event. All I did, dude, is just went out there and fought. And I thought I could win. I think, you know, there are probably maybe 10 people around the country thought I could win. And we just went out there, had a good game plan, and executed it. So, you know, everything's been settled. I mean, I took a couple days off and got right back into the gym, started training again. So when I got this call for Joe, I was ready to rock and roll.
And you know, you took the path, the right path back to the UFC to reestablish yourself. And I think for a lot of newer fans of the sport, or particularly the brand, the UFC, more casual observers, they might not really understand how that works. I mean, you were one of the biggest stars in the WEC, and then when you went away from that organization for a little bit, you took a handful of fights in smaller regional type promotions, you know, so that by the time you got back to the UFC, you know, you'd really fortified yourself, would certainly be my assessment of it. Can you talk a little bit about that? You know, what your path back was like working those promotions, and I'm undoubtedly that's what really prepared you for your return a couple of months ago.
You know, my path back to the Octagon was definitely a bumpy one, man. My fight career has been just like life. It's had ups and swooping downs, but I had to take some time off from the sport, just had to kind of get away, and it took me a while to get my bearings. I had to make some changes. I went and I moved all the way across country, trained out in New Jersey for a few months, and that wasn't quite the right fit for me. And also I had some, I had a new addition to my family out here in Arizona, so I had to come back and be with my newly born niece. So I'm a big-time family man, so yeah. As soon as she was born, I came back out to Arizona to spend some time with her, be close to my family, be able to support them. And then took a couple fights. I actually lost one of the fights in a regional show. It's a fight I took on extremely short notice, and it was out of my weight class, and ended up losing a decision, and that's kind of what re-motivated me. At first, I'm like, oh, I'm going to retire. I don't know. I don't have it anymore. But then it really motivated me, and I was able to get two wins in a row in under two minutes, and I took the fight with the UFC and was able to beat that guy. So now I'm coming off of three blazing hot wins, all TKOs or KOs in the first round. And, you know, I just got some serious momentum behind me right now.
Now, I mentioned a minute ago you were one of the biggest stars in the WEC prior to the WEC being absorbed by the UFC. As you return, obviously there's some familiar faces. Your old nemesis Donald Cerrone is certainly still here, and a few others. But there's also a lot of new faces. Just looking around in the last couple of months, from your perspective, how has the brand and maybe more particularly the division changed to your way of looking at it since you've been away?
Well, I mean, there have been a lot of changes, man. I mean, I fought, my very first fight with Zuffa was UFC 62.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was back in 2006 when there was only about about 8 to 12 shows a year. Now, when I first got in with the UFC, so I mean, it was just starting to climb, it was just starting to grow, and then I fought in UFC 68, went to WEC, did the WEC thing for a few years, but since my WEC, my last WEC fight to now, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, we're doing like 30 shows a year. We're on Fox. We go into 177 countries. Into a half a billion homes. I mean, the sport has really grown a lot, and it's been great, man. It's crazy, all the notoriety and the respect that some of these fighters get. I mean, it's awesome.
Jamie Varner is our guest. He is in action against Joe Lauzon in a lightweight matchup this Saturday night on Fox, the fourth installment of UFC on Fox. Jamie, let's talk about training for an opponent like Joe Lauzon, a submission specialist. For you, is there, I guess I should say, when you are breaking down an opponent and their particular styles, are there typically more ways to submit someone than to knock someone out, per se? Are there more X's and O's involved in training against somebody who is styled in submission?
You know what? It's actually really basic to plan for a guy like that. But guys, wherever a guy is good at, it's usually either on the ground or on the feet. I mean, those are like the two categories that us fighters, we separate in. If a guy's really good on the ground, we try and keep it on the feet. If a guy's really good on the feet, we try and get it to the ground. So the same with Joe, he's very well-versed. I mean, a lot of his submissions that he's gotten, he's been able to hurt the guys on the feet, and then he'll be able to take them down or end up on top and submit them. So with a guy like Joe, he is really good on the ground. He is really tough on the feet as well. My game plan is to mostly keep the fight on the feet, but I have prepared for certain positions that he's really good at on the ground. So if I do end up there, I have like my exit strategies, if you will,
mm-hmm.
my way to either get back up to my feet, to counter his attack, and to be able to put on my own attack. So Train for a guy like Joe is tough, but, I mean, it's just another fight, man. I fought some of the toughest guys in the world, guys like Don Cerrone and Ben Henderson, who is the current lightweight champ.
Right.
So I feel real confident going into this fight. Yes, he's got a great skill set, but so do I. And if the fight goes to the ground, I'm fully prepared to go there. I'm pretty sure I have more submissions than knockouts, and I'm a pretty dynamic finisher as well.
Jamie, you know, obviously your latest run here in the UFC, your good fortune has come at the expense of a couple other people's injuries. First, Evan Dunham, and now Terry Edelman. You know, we see this happen with some regularity in the UFC. Injuries do happen, but knowing that, you know, you've now twice benefited as being the guy who gets called to jump in if there is an injury. Is there a particular challenge for you to make sure you're staying in shape and kind of ready to take that call on short notice all the time, or were you kind of already that type of fighter?
You know, I've never really been that type of fighter. I used to be crazy. I was like, I need like at least 8 weeks, 10 weeks to prepare for a fight. But now, as I've gotten older, gotten a little bit more secure and confident, and definitely just a little bit more comfortable in my own skin, I find that I don't need that much time. You know, when I take that much time, I get burnt out, my body breaks down. And I think that was ultimately what led to my exit from Zuffa in the first place. I think I was just really overtrained, and I didn't really like fighting back in 2009, 2010. So I only took about a half a week off after my last fight. I got right back into the gym. I had to start training for one of my teammates, Jeremy Larson, who fought in the Ultimate Fighter. Then after that fight, I got into the gym to emulate Frankie Edgar for Ben Henderson. So, I mean, I've been training. So when I got the call and I found out I was going to be on Fox, I'm like, yeah, let's do this. It was just a win-win situation. You know, I was already in shape, but then I'm fighting another top 10, top 15 opponent, like a guy like Joe Lauzon, And like I said, it was just a win-win. You know, I go out there, I beat a guy like Joe Lozon on Fox. It catapults my career. I go out there, I lose to a guy like Joe Lozon. It's okay. Joe Lozon, you know, a very tough competitor. He's thought at or looked at as one of the top 10, top 15 guys in the world. So it's okay to lose to a guy like that, especially on short notice. So like I said, it's a win-win.
It really does seem like the timing and the mindset is right, and it's all come together. Jamie Varner has been our guest. Jamie, I really appreciate the time. You can see Jamie this Saturday night, UFC on Fox 4. Really excited to see you back in the UFC, and look forward to talking to you again soon. Good luck in there on Saturday night.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Dude, have a great day.